Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, moderate to strong pressure was seen in all livestock futures today, with traders in the cattle market pulling back from previous support seen earlier in the week. Position taking continued to be the main order of business and likely contributed to some limited support throughout the day. Corn prices were mixed in light trade, with September corn futures up about 1 cent. Moderate losses developed through the live cattle futures complex this morning as traders took the opportunity of lightly traded futures and little additional cash or outside market direction to focus on position taking after a week of strong gains. August live cattle futures posted gains during the previous two trading sessions. This type of market rally usually brings position squaring into any market, which was the main driver of today's market activity. Feeder cattle buyers quickly backed out of the complex today with very little additional direction seen through the complex, which caused traders to quickly back away from previous gains. Losses were seen at midday as traders used the lightly traded market to adjust positions in front of the weekend. Grain futures turned lower today, which faded higher trade after the latest weather models again appeared to back off the heat and dry condition forecast into the end of the month. Outside markets were also cautious following the Bastille Day attack in Nice, France. That followed yesterday's surge of fresh all-time highs on Wall Street. Corn prices failed to hold gains after more selling pressure emerged following yesterday's bearish reversal. And storms fired up this morning on the plains, but rains have mostly focused south of I-80 this week. That's expected to change by early next week as milder temperatures begin to give way to heat from the southwest. Soybeans turned sharply lower with a brief attempt to rebound, only to fail under the weight of more liquidation following Thursday's bearish trade. November futures failed a series of hurdles on its daily chart with slightly wetter forecasts, all that was needed though to trigger the collapse. Wheat prices ended a little lower but held up better than corn or soybeans. While some of that support may have come from spread trade, weather news from Europe also provided some interest. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.